Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
An SE director rang me in March. He'd promoted his strongest SE into a first-line manager seat in January. By March, two people had resigned, and regional pipeline coverage was down a third. 3 months. That's all it took.
Oof. So was the SE wrong for the job, or the job wrong for the SE?
Neither. Nobody prepared him. He was a 200% performer, and the moment things got tense, he reached for the only tool he had. He did the work himself.
The classic, I'll just take this demo spiral. I've seen a small version on my own team, someone senior quietly absorbing every hard call, and nobody underneath gets better. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Part one of three this week on the first line layer. Today, what an untrained first line manager costs you, and why that bill lands on your desk, not theirs.
Good, because I'm maybe 3 months from making exactly this promotion, so this one's selfish.
Here's the pattern I keep seeing. The best individual contributor gets promoted because there's no other path for them. We call it a reward. It's an unbudgeted risk.
Push back on me here. 12 SEs, no management layer. The title is my only retention lever. If I don't give it, someone else will. And give me the bill. What does getting it wrong cost? It's expensive, doesn't get me a budget line.
You can give the work before the title. Everyone skips that part. But fine, the arithmetic. Your 200% performer drops to maybe 50% output while he's flailing. His six SEs run at a quarter to half blind capacity because nobody's telling them what good looks like. Then the good ones start interviewing. We cost a departing SE at roughly 400,000 euros fully loaded, backfill, ramp, and the deals that go sideways in between.
And how long does the org let that run before it decides for you?
A year, maybe two. Add it up. Lost quota contribution, blind capacity, two resignations, seven figures, easily.
That's a number people put on a slide to frighten a CFO.
It is. And I'm not embarrassed about that. You don't get training money for first-line managers by talking about potential. You get it by showing finance what one failed promotion costs, then asking for 2% of that number up front.
Right. That one I'm stealing.
And I've been the problem here. Early on, I basically threatened my way into a first-line seat. Best numbers in the region, so I decided I was owed it. 6 months in, after a leadership change, a delegation flew over and sat me down, told me I was one step too early, then offered me a step back for half a year with a real development plan. 30,000 in training and coaching, including a week with people running far bigger businesses.
And you took the step back? That must have felt like a demotion in front of everyone you'd just been promoted over.
It was horrible for about a fortnight. It's also the best thing anyone's done for my career. I came back into that seat on a completely different foundation.
That's the piece I can't copy. At my size, if I pull someone back, 12 people watch it at Monday stand-up and the story writes itself. So I'd run the development before the seat, not as a rescue after.
Right instinct. Build it in stages. Shadow first. Then own something real. Ramping your two newest hires, running enablement, chairing deal reviews, with agreed measures at each gate, coaching alongside it. The title arrives after the gates, not as the thing that starts them.
I have a guy for that, and I'd write down what ready looks like before he starts, so it isn't my gut feeling in 6 months.
One more thing, the uncomfortable one. Ask the timing question out loud, with them in the room. Is this the right moment, or is the right seat a year away? Careers die when the number doesn't come in that first year, however good everyone's intentions were.
That one I'd flip. In a scale-up, wait a year for the right seat reads as, we're not sure about you. I'd get a resignation letter, not gratitude.
Fair. Then compress it. Buy the readiness faster, more coaching, more money. But don't skip the gates.
Okay, say it for me. What's the move?
Attach a training budget to every first-line promotion, and don't sign it until the money and the readiness measures sit in the same document.
My twist. Show the candidate those measures before they say yes. If they read them and still want the job, that's your real signal.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Pre-Sales. If you are leading a pre-sales team in Europe, wherever you're stuck right now, chances are someone has already solved it. The pre-sales leadership community is where you find them. 250 plus SE leaders across Europe from companies such as SAP, ServiceNow, and Salesforce. Talks from leaders who've actually done it and a network that goes beyond your own company. It's free and nobody's selling you anything in there. And it's 100% exclusive only to solutions leaders. Apply at serockstars.com/community. Links, of course, in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.